This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Anti-coup protesters, including dozens of monks, took to the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar today, a day after security forces opened fire and made mass arrests as they sought to break up protests against the military's seizure of power. Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court today, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi says prosecutors charged her with two new crimes during the court session. In the meantime, security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse demonstrators in Yangon on Monday, a day after 18 people across Myanmar were killed in what the UN Human Rights Office says was the deadliest day of demonstrations since the coup. Iran on Monday repeated its call for the United States to drop sanctions imposed by former U.S. President Donald Trump's administration for talks on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal. At a news conference in Tehran today, Iranian Foreign Secretary spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said that if the U.S. truly wants to begin renegotiating the nuclear deal, the path is clear. The U.S. must effectively remove the sanctions. He said there was no need for negotiations in his path. A White House spokesperson responded Sunday by expressing disappointment with Iran's response, but said that the U.S. is ready to reengage in meaningful diplomacy. The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan touched down in Kabul today for meetings with local officials in a bid to revive a flagging peace process as violence soars in the war-weary country and a deadline for U.S. troop withdrawal draws closer. Zalmay Khalilzad's arrival marks the first time he has returned to Afghanistan since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. This is VOA News. Britain, France, and Germany are pressing ahead with a U.S.-backed plan for a resolution by the U.N. Nuclear Watchdogs Board criticizing Iran for curbing cooperation with the agency despite Russian and Iranian warnings of serious consequences. The International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-nation Board of Governors is holding a quarterly meeting this week against the backdrop of faltering efforts to revive Iran's nuclear deal with major powers now that U.S. President Joe Biden is in office. Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, on Monday became the first recipient of a coronavirus vaccine under the global COVAX effort. COVAX is designed to ensure that poorer countries do not miss out on COVID-19 vaccines that have so far largely gone to rich nations. The program is aiming to deliver at least 2 billion doses by the end of the year. Meanwhile, a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel endorsed the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for adults older than 18. AP's Julie Walker has this.
Ghana said the entire stockpile of the vaccine started shipping last night after a CDC advisory committee gave its own approval. A day earlier, the FDA granted emergency use approval to the newest vaccine to join Pfizer and Moderna in the U.S. Johnson & Johnson will deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March and 100 million total by the end of June. The shots are single dose and don't need to be stored in extra cold freezers. The White House is encouraging Americans to take the first shot available to them, regardless of manufacturer. I'm Julie Walker.
Buckingham Palace says Britain's Prince Philip has been transferred to another London hospital to continue treatment for an infection. With more from the Associated Press, Charles de la Desma.
Buckingham Palace says Philip, the Queen's 99-year-old husband, has been transferred from King Edward VII Hospital to St. Bartholomew's. The Barts Heart Centre there is Europe's biggest specialised cardiovascular centre. In addition to treatment for an unspecified infection, he will undergo testing and observation for a pre-existing heart condition, the palace says. Royal officials say Philip remains comfortable and is responding to treatment, but is expected to remain in hospital until at least the end of the week. Charles de la Desma, London.
President Joe Biden planning a virtual meeting today with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador.